At its lowest level on Wall Street since the market meltdown last September. Is this lack of anxiety good news or worrisome? Fritz Meyer, senior market strategist at Invesco AIM, and Frederick Dixon is the chief market strategist at D.A. Davidson & Company. Also weighing in is Fast Money's Jeff Mackey. Mackey, let's start with you. You know, Patty Dom, a producer here who follows all this stuff and blogs on the markets, she's talking about the credit markets tonight are really get thawing and that corporate bonds. She was pointing out that only $38 billion in corporate bonds all of last month, May, the first 2 weeks, $54 billion, plus another $10 billion today. Her sources tell her the credit markets thawing like that is going to be helping the stock markets. What do you think, Jeff?
I have no idea, Dennis. I'm going to talk to you like a child. If you understand what I'm saying, just say yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. See, you're what happens when you trying to talk to car people at like a half an hour ago. I dismissed these people as idiots years ago. And now that I'm trying to finally engage them, they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's either a really simple thing, but you're kind of tweaked and you get this joke, which I'm assuming 90% of you does, but you're just coming off the rails, or B, you don't, and you're just even more confused now. I'm trying to be the voice of reason guiding you to the light.
Well, just tell me, next week or this week, markets up or markets down?
I don't know, because I've honestly dismissed this entire game as idiocy the second I started talking to car people. That only occurred to me this morning, which
right.
is either really super enigmatic to you, or you're starting to feel the Band-Aid come off.
All right. Let's go to Fritz Meyer. Reading your notes here, Fritz, actually, you're a brave man. You actually like the banks. What are you thinking here, my friend?
Well, I think what I'm thinking is the stress test, it turns out, was an absolute home run. And so a lot of that corporate debt issuance you're talking about is actually new capital flowing right back into the banks. That's absolutely key to this recovery. And secondly, I think housing is bottoming. I think single-family new home construction probably has bottomed. Multifamily, that's very volatile series, but I think housing's close to bottom. And I think car sales have bottomed. So that's key to the economy. The consensus view on the economy from Wall Street Journal's last week's poll of 50 economists shows positive GDP in the third quarter. You add those pieces together and you get a very attractive outlook for the stock market.
Yeah, actually, Frederick, I was really surprised to read that. The economists, of course, are often wrong. But the idea of positive growth in the third quarter, you agree with that outlook, Frederick?
Our feeling out here is that the market at this point probably is in a period of consolidation. Generally, I agree with Fritz's outlook. We're seeing a little bit of strength in a very, very awful auto market. We're seeing maybe some signs, very early signs of stability in the housing market. We'll get an update on existing home sales, which I think are far more important for the economy than new home sales. And the credit markets, which you talked about a moment ago, are also important. We see the credit, housing, and also the unemployment situation as being keys to looking ahead.
Right. Well, there's the key, Jeff Mackey, I think. You know, housing, schmousing. How about jobless? Do you think like we got to see an improvement in jobless before the markets can really roll?
Okay, again, I'm going to talk to you like a child, not if you're with me.
Not if you're with me. I have no idea what you're saying.
I'm saying that you're talking to people who seem crazy, and either I'm a tremendous relief to you, or this is a really elaborate joke on me, but I'm thinking you're smart enough to get this joke at this point, 34 minutes into the show, when you started talking to auto people, that you've gone crazy. Nod.
Yeah. All right. Anyone encouraged by Bank of America tonight, guys? Bank of America's selling $13 billion worth of stock. They're halfway to the $34 billion or so they need to raise an extra capital. Anyone want to cheer for that?
No. Here. Okay, I'm going to make one last stab at this, Dennis. Who knows? I dismissed Bank of America as lunatics about 8 months ago.
Okay.
And I seem to understand the world then, but now either lunatics are in the game. I don't know where they're playing. I've tried for the last 3 hours to communicate with Bank of America on TV because apparently either I've gotten off the bus in Crazy Town, but I'm much happier just trying to get them to speak to me in 5 words or less.
Well, you know, a trader friend of mine says that these markets, they're here to make you feel foolish. So congratulations.
Go
I think all
crazy?
Three of you gentlemen
yes
are doing
no?
a good job tonight for me. All right, thanks a lot. Fritz
I'm trying
Meyer,
to be plainly.
Frederick.